Welcome back to part four of our conversation with Octavio Avila on first-generation students.
Yeah, 100%. So how do you think first-gen students can give back or make a difference moving forward?
How much time do you got?
As much time as you want.
This is it's an interesting question. And there's layers of nuance and questions within that. But I guess to be direct, it's something that I've experienced for myself and that I've heard with many first-gen students is that sometimes there's this impetus or feeling that they have to give back. And that's not a bad thing. It's not. You know, and I think that varies from individual to individual, but sometimes, you know, there's this expectation, maybe even a cultural expectation or mm-hmm. somehow because given the circumstances, environments from which you come from and are literally going away to a place like USC, a university, a college that is not part of your experience or your reality, or has not been for your family, because literally it has not been. You are the first in the generation to experience that. Mm-hmm. You know, there are dynamics that could be at play in which it's like, hey, don't forget us. You know, remember who you are, remember where you come from. So there's like, could be an inherent expectation of, well, we expect you to come back. We expect you to give back. So again, nothing wrong with that, especially if you want to do so and that's your motivator and that's part of your purpose. But like the moniker first gen is like, you know, it could be a slippery slope, especially if now the individual feels that they're expected mm-hmm. to give back, that in light of their who they are and accomplishments, now that there's, you know, in its extreme, my opinion, worst case scenario, now it's a burden versus a privilege.
Yeah.
Versus something that you want to give, something that, you know, should come out of your own and willingness to give. So that is there, and it could be there. And I think at another extreme, sometimes people may experience that as survivor's guilt, where it's mm-hmm. like, if you knew where I came from, and how hard that is, it's like, wow, I feel guilty. I should give back, but it's like, wait, is that healthy for you? Is that healthy for the individual? So, I think it's more of like, how can first gen students give to? How can first gen students give towards mm-hmm. versus giving back?
Yeah,
and I think one of the many ways, and if maybe at the very foundation, one of the ways that first-gen students can give towards or give to is by turning on, by becoming alive, by seeing through who they want to be in addition to what they want to be mm-hmm. and to do that to their fullest. And in doing so, contributing to their experience and the experience of other individuals that will come after them, to their own children, to adding to the culture capital that now others will benefit from, to the social capital that others will benefit from because of their experiences. So I think that's foundationally how first-gen students can give to or gives towards to, by embracing and becoming alive with who they want to be and what they want to do. Because at some point, they would also be able to give to or towards to with their time, with their expertise, with their mentorship, with their money, with their philanthropy, with their donations. So, you know, and in their iteration of their development as individuals, that too will come, mm-hmm. you know, but I think foundationally, it's like, look, turn on, be alive, do what you want to do, be who you want to be, and let that, you know, enlighten others.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. And unfortunately, we are running low on time for today's interview. We will certainly have you back, and I want to continue this
of course.
Conversation. So in closing, do you have any particular things you would like to plug or any last words of wisdom?
No, I think we shared a lot today. If I just want to reiterate, it's like don't let any label define you. You know, you're the one who defines who you are and what you do.
100%. Thank you, listeners, and thank you, Octavio, for being with us today.
Course. Thank you anytime, John.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question you would like addressed, please fill out the online form at the bottom of the Ask John page. I want to answer your questions. That's why we're doing this whole thing. For more career information, please visit us at dornsife.usc.edu career pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.